estimate, at least that the partnership is making, is maybe as many as 600,000 plus employees.
Why? Where are you getting this number?
Well, I think it really comes from two different things, Amy. One is attrition that we're seeing as a result of simply the aging federal civilian workforce, and then the second piece of it is additional jobs that have really been made available or will be made available through either Recovery Act and stimulus efforts, or government really looking at bringing some of the things that it had previously contracted to outside folks, bringing that back into government.
So let's talk about how people can throw their hat in the ring. A lot of people are going to want to get in on this.
Absolutely. And just as a quick point of reference, Amy, in terms of where some of these jobs are, for instance, if you look at the Pentagon, estimates are that the Pentagon workforce will increase by nearly 14,000 employees. That's largely the result of bringing some of the functions that had previously been contracted to outside firms back into the Pentagon. So nearly 14,000 people there. You look at some place like the Social Security Administration, they're actually projecting upwards of more than 3,000 new jobs. That's 3,000 new jobs in addition to those who are continuing to leave due to retirements as well. And again, those roughly 3,200 that are coming on board, you know, as the federal workforce ages, the entire country's workforce ages as well, and you need the employees to actually serve those retiring baby boomers with the services that SSA provides.
Are you finding there's sort of a mind shift throughout the youth, you know, folks in college specifically, this sort of culture shift where they're no longer interested in making so much money in the private sector, but they want to serve in the public sector, and maybe this will help?
Well, I think there's a couple things at play, again, that we've talked about before. One is the economy. So, you know, a lot of this right now, at least from young people's desire to get into federal government, is, I think, probably first and foremost fueled by economy. Secondly, and we've got a recent survey that would indicate that as well. The second piece of it, Amy, really is, as you indicated, that, you know, they really do want to make a difference, and they want to contribute to something larger than themselves. And, you know, as we've talked a lot before, this is a great way to make that happen.
Okay, so how does the Partnership for Public Service then tap into this pool of people, and how does the federal government get all these people to realize and to apply? Because these are openings.
Well, yeah, again, and we talk about this often, but I think, you know, one is agencies really have to do a really good job of getting the word out, and that means more than simply posting jobs on USA Jobs and letting people come to you. You've really got to go to the people as well, and particularly the types of folks that you really need. So, you know, as DHS, for instance, looks at bringing in more Customs Border Patrol agents, you know, they need to reach out to specific audiences, target their marketing and recruitment efforts to make sure those are the folks that you're reaching. Again, it's really not about the numbers of people that apply or may be interested. It's really about tapping the right people.
You found that 90% of the students who use those centers, the college career centers across the country, are interested in federal jobs. Tell me a bit about why this culture shift is happening.
Yeah, again, you know, largely what we heard from career services professionals that responded to the survey, we heard largely that it's in part because of the economy, and they actually see federal jobs as a stable resource. I think also the word is getting out that there is a brain drain, and two, that there will be new positions that are made available. So if you look at sectors of the economy right now, at least at this point in time, government and federal government in particular is really the one. It's a growth market, and it may only be the only growth market at this point.
Where do you see these jobs, in which agencies, or do you know yet?
Yeah, you know, a glimpse into a few. I mentioned the Pentagon. I mentioned Social Security Administration, the Department of Veterans Affairs. Nearly 10,000 new employees there. Department of Homeland Security, you know, 7,000 to 10,000 new employees there. So, you know, it really is almost entirely across the spectrum of federal government. There are very few agencies that are not going to be adding new folks based on the budget.
It's funny because the budget is enormous, the deficit is enormous. People across the board in the federal government, all the agencies are tighten their belts, yet they're going to still be able to hire people?
Well, again, in order to perform the services that are really required at this point, and even if you look at the immediate term, and we've talked about some of the temporary appointment authority given to agencies to bring folks on as a direct result of recovery, but you've got to have people in place to administer these programs. If you don't have the people in place, these programs simply aren't going to be effective. And again, that's really what all of this comes down to is the absolute key to government effectiveness is having the right people, which not only includes skill set, but the right amount of people who can deliver the services. You know, one of the things that is really wonderful about this budget as well is another major theme in the budget is basically about transforming the federal workforce. And specifically, Amy, it talks a little bit about the hiring process in there as well, that in order to get these people in, and get them in fairly quickly and to restore the prestige of public service, that there are some process things that actually have to change so that agencies can in fact improve their recruitment, their outreach, their hiring. So it's not simply that easy to say, okay, contractor, you're now part of this agency. They in most cases they still have to go through the federal hiring process. Right now, that's not real conducive to necessarily doing that. Although one could make an argument that they probably have the experience and the knowledge and the understanding that would be required to do the job.
Yeah, and the federal hiring process has been skewered in the past for being so labyrinthian.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think, you know, the fact that the budget actually specifically calls out and says, you know, the administration actually has to do something. We have to do something about to restore the prestige of public service and reform the recruitment process. I mean, that says volumes of where we are with the recruiting process or the recruiting and hiring process right now within federal agencies.